This is episode 9 of Anon, your anime online podcast. Back, guys,
yeah,
for our episode 9. That's right, guys, 9, and 9 is one away from 10, and 10 means we're 10 years old.
What?
I know, isn't it weird? So anyways, guys, this is episode 9 of Anon, your anime online podcast. We have a great show for you guys today. It's not a newest episode, it's just a regular review episode, but still, good episode.
Yeah, because every episode is always a good episode for
You're
us.
You're right. Oh, although, you know, technically, I thought episode, was it 2? Wasn't all that great, you know.
Oh, the Skype episode?
Yeah. Or no, what was that, like 8? No, that was 7. Or is it 6?
I think it was like
48?
7. Yes, it was 48.
Actually, or no, 99.
It was 6.
It was 6.
It was 6.
Like, what was 6? Oh, Primo
Pasta.
Or
Primo Paso.
Right.
Pasta.
Right, right.
Primo
so guys,
pasta.
We're going to jump right into our, well, okay, before we jump right into our review, quick mentions, a couple of quick mentions.
Quick mentions?
Should we do it at the end or now?
I don't know.
Do right,
you want to do
we'll
it
do
now?
One now, and we'll do one at the end.
We'll do one. We'll
okay.
do one now. We'll do one.
All right. We got an email from a loyal listener.
A loyal listener.
He's a loyal listener. Anyways, fellow podcaster. He's a podcaster on Anime Hack. They are the hackers of anime.
They are known as the hackers of anime.
Yes, they are the hackers of anime. Is it 5 of them? 6 of them?
I don't know. I believe they have a, like, ever-increasing number of casters. But, yeah, we just want to mention to, like, the other people who actually listened to our episode. Like, reason why we're mentioning them, because they're actually very different from us. Like,
they're younger. That's one thing for sure.
Yeah,
they're
younger, more energetic. And they do a format kind of similar to us, where they're, do news, and they also do,
Reviews.
But I would not. But other than that, I think there's a lot of differences between our two shows. So which is cool, actually.
That's true.
More
that's
variety.
True.
So so if you're looking into more variety, a more younger look towards anime and manga, and the whole world of anime and manga, then yeah, we'll post a link to the Anime Hack podcast, and then you can take a look at it for yourself.
Cool.
Yeah.
They have more episodes than we do. That's one thing I kind of noticed. They're like, what, 50-something or 40, 48?
Yeah, they post up episodes like probably
weekly.
About every week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they dish out a lot more than us.
I mean, we like to stick to the bi-weekly.
We have our own little schedule. So
our bi-weekly schedule.
Probably, they have probably a bit more time than us. More people, more manpower.
That's true.
Like so
5 people, I mean, you got like, wow.
Bunch of people.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So this week.
This week we will do a review on a show from this season, I think. Actually last season.
Last season.
Last season. Right. Last season. Called Kamen no Mei Gai.
Wait, no, it was the season.
Was it?
It was the spring season.
Yeah.
Or
so
summer.
It
was the spring or summer.
I knew.
It was
well,
a 12
it
episode.
Just finished, didn't it?
Summer that it finished in June.
It finished in June.
So,
yeah.
It was the spring.
Yeah, it was the spring season.
Yeah.
Because fall season hadn't started yet. Well, no. Actually, technically, if you count the summer season. Because the summer counts as a season, too.
That's true.
Yeah. And the manga is still running for it, so
Yeah, eight volumes and ongoing, yeah.
Eight volumes ongoing. But going at Kamen no Maid Guy. It is Sven, do you wanna do the summary of it?
Plain and simple, the show is awesome.
Which I disagree with, but
It's a comedy. You know, we haven't done that in a while. Actually, what was the last show we did?
We did quite a few comedies.
Futokoi Alternative doesn't really count as a comedy.
Futokoi was supposed to be an
parody of some sort.
A parody-ish.
Some sort of satire.
Okay, actually, we haven't done a comedy, like strictly comedy in a while.
And this show is strictly comedy. I mean, they try to add stuff like, they try to add a little bit of action, a little bit of, you know, romance.
Fan service.
Okay. Yes, fan service.
You were the one who told me this is like anything with fan service.
Because it was the first episode alone, so much. The main character, so much fan service. Getting down to it.
Etchy and maids.
Maids. Young girl with maids. That's another. We haven't done a purely maid show. You know.
I don't think this is the best example to start off with. We could have done Mahoromatic or He Is My Master.
He's My Master is good.
Or
done that.
A show with actual maids, not a maid guy.
Combat Butler, but that's a butler.
Oh, Hayate?
Yeah.
Hayate's a butler.
Yeah.
But true. There is a maid. There
that's
are maids.
True. That's true.
So.
That's true.
But,
But they're not as cute as these maids. These maids are really cute. Or the
maid
one
guy?
The one maid. What's her name? That girl? She has a name, you know. She's the only actual female maid there.
I think her name is like
Fubika,
Fubiki. Fubiki.
She's done by Megumi Toyoguchi. Man, I suck at names. Anyways, story. So we got the main character, Fujiwara Nika, Naki,
Naika.
Fujiwara Naika. She's the grandfather of a billionaire.
She's
the
granddaughter
of a grandfather.
She's the granddaughter of some billionaire.
And she's the heir to a fortune. Which
and
is
she's the heir to the fortune.
Which is funny because she doesn't know she's the heir to this fortune until like what half a year.
Which
before.
Is actually there's an interesting thing I found when the grandfather talks to the maid Fubiki.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, I believe the maid is Fubiki.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, a beautiful maid, also sister.
Yeah, I don't want to get these names wrong because. These characters really didn't strike anything with me, so I didn't really have any names stuck on. But when he was talking to Fubiki about how you Fubiki and also the maid guy, we'll get into the maid guy, his name's Kogarashi, but how Fubiki and Kogarashi have to protect both Naika and her little brother.
Mm.
But like he's saying how the rest of his grandchildren have all kind of disappeared from the scene, so she's like the only one left who can inherit his fortune.
Even the
so
parents
because,
are dead
so,
too.
Because supposedly there are these people who want to kill them off, and then they can take his fortune. For
which
some
which you know they do come into play, and it's pretty interesting, but it's not like an actual
it
fight.
It comes into play too little, too late for me. But I think we've gone over the main elements. You have this girl who's due to inherit fortune. Her grandfather's. Finds these two maids to protect her and her little brother.
So one's an actual maid, and
so one's an actual maid, as you would think a maid.
Okay. So and the other guy, his name's Kogarashi, the maid guy, aka the title of the show, right? He is, you know, they never really truly say what he was. Was he like a
he's
soldier?
He's like an Amazon guy, I think.
A warrior.
He's some warrior from the Amazon, I think.
But
that's
he
what
goes. He's highly educated.
He's a professor. He was
and
a professor
he's compatible
at MIT.
With computers.
Yes, and he can plug into a computer.
Oh,
he's just this monster machine, and he literally looks like a monster too.
And he has awesome powers. You know,
he
let's not, let's,
powers.
Let's,
he
let's,
has X-ray vision.
I know, isn't that crazy? Oh, and he has a shredding the shredder.
All right, he can shred things too.
And the what do they call his US? Yeah, he's a lot of
powers.
He has
a Mac interface. That's all you need. He has a Mac interface.
Yes, he has an OS X operating system. It's crazy.
But with Maid Guy, it's...
37 senses. Wow.
Yes, he has 37 senses.
Yeah.
But yeah, basically, so the show is about the antics of Naika, her little brother. Her little brother, I don't even know what his name, what
he,
his name
he's
is.
He's voiced
like,
by Daisuke Sakaguchi.
His name's Kosuke, right? Kosuke.
Hey. Oh, right, yeah, Kosuke.
His name's Kosuke. So Naika and Kosuke, they're going on their lives. They're both high school, I believe they're high school students.
Yeah.
Yeah. Naika is like a higher grade. Kosuke is some lower grade who's some perverted little kid who plays Eurogate games on all the time on his
he's
computer.
He's not perverted. He
so he's
maids.
Like the epitaph of otaku.
He just likes maids, okay? Is liking maids wrong?
No. a maid fetish is just one of his many fetishes.
That's true.
Girl on girl action, maid action.
That's
girl
true.
On maid action, actually. That was actually funny. He's like, yes, girl on maid action, when one of them's your sister.
Yeah.
But this show, it has its funny parts. It's, I'm not as ecstatic
the male,
about it.
The
as,
male kendo club? Can't go wrong with the male kendo club.
Yes, because actually Naika's part of the female kendo club. She's like, she's not the captain, but she's like one of the lead kendo people on a team, and like she's like, if we win, then we get the space or something. And like,
if the girls kendo club wins, they get the space. The boys kendo club wins, they get her breasts.
If we win, we get Naika's breasts. Which, odd enough as it sounds,
are huge.
What?
But they are
huge.
Oh, come on.
Watch.
Episode 2?
Not episode 2.
Episode 1, the first 5 minutes.
I'm trying to think of
first shower scene.
There's so many shows where they have like the whole pre-high school girl with the huge breasts or huge chest.
Oh, Loveless. They're 7th graders and she has a huge chest.
And the teacher's flat.
Because the teacher's still a virgin, alright? It's not her fault, but she still is.
Imagine a world where you can tell who's a virgin and who's not just because they haven't lost their like
cat ears. Yeah,
like,
and their tail.
And their tail.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we'll save that
for another review.
If we ever do Loveless. But how did we get on to the topic of Nike's breast anyway?
Oh, right, the male kendo club.
Oh, right, the male kendo club. And also, maid guy's a bit perverted. Well, he's not perverted in the sense that he wants to be perverted. He just does perverted things.
His job is plain and simple. You must protect Naika, right?
Yeah.
At all costs. So he has, he does whatever he can. For instance, your bra's dirty. You must wear this one. It's clean. Or the panties you're wearing are unequipped.
You have two skimpy panties.
Yes, yeah, so your panties are too skimpy. Wear these ones. May I assist you?
And he follows her all around, stalking.
Oh, right.
Shower,
that's true.
Whatnot, stuff like that.
But he has to make sure nothing happens to her, even in the shower. That's the one thing I get with witness protection. If you're protecting someone, your job is to protect this person. Person will say, okay, I need to go to the washroom. Well, I gotta protect you. No, I think I can handle this myself. In the washroom, 5 minutes later, he's dead.
Well,
so much can happen in the washroom. If you're an assassin and you're going after a person, and you see the person has 24-hour security, hide in the washroom. They'll go into the washroom, kill them there.
Well, if they come into the washroom with that person?
Well, then you're fucked.
Or you could just kill the person protecting it.
That's true. If you're any halfway decent,
if you're a halfway decent assassin, someone protecting someone shouldn't stop you.
They shouldn't.
But I guess I'll go into my
categories.
The breakdown. Where I'm gonna trash it, and you're gonna somewhat redeem it.
Oh man, this show is awesome.
I'm not gonna trash it. I'm gonna be fair.
Don't be fair, man. Come on,
I'm
you know
gonna
you
be
hate
fair,
this.
As fair as Piers Morgan from America's Got Talent. To those people who actually know who that person is.
That's horrible.
So the music, there really is nothing worth noting. The opening is a bit meh.
I like the
it's
ending.
Done by Kotoko, so I do like Kotoko's music. She did a lot of the Hayate, Kotoko themes.
That's true.
But I didn't feel it. For her theme for the show, Special Life, I didn't. Yeah, I suppose at the end, Sven likes the ending theme a bit more.
It's work guy or wakuga, done by Yoshika Fukuyama. Never heard of them, but I don't think
you've heard of them. Many
hey,
people.
This is how you hear about people.
Is that destroying their name? So music. Yeah, I'm gonna be fair and say nothing about music because there really is nothing to say about the music.
It's typical, nothing exciting.
Yeah, it's one of those shows, right?
You get
character
your suspenseful.
Design, okay, with the characters, the drawings, the artwork, everything, it's nice at places. But then you have lack of details at other places. Naika, she's done very nicely. I like Naika. Lots of details for her, lots of details out of rest and whatnot.
Oh, Ray, he's a member. He's a member of Jam. I remember now.
No,
I was reading this because Jam came to Otakon and
yeah. Now you're confusing the people listening.
No, because he's a member of the group Jam, and Jam is basically Jam Project is a collaboration of giant musicians and a lot of different musicians.
Yeah, and you're talking about the ending theme right now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
The ending theme. But we moved on from the ending theme.
Yes, let's go on to
the ending theme.
Character designs, right? I mean, I personally like Kurogashi. I mean,
Kogurashi.
Kogurashi, yeah.
Yes, he was done well. And so was Naika. But then you have people like her brother.
Oh, her brother was...
The other students.
They're all...
Even... Fubuki. Fubuki is okay.
Come on, Fubuki has some personality.
I find it odd that there's a huge range of how all the characters look. There's no same background. Which is good, I guess, but like...
The thing that kind of got me...
Even some of the scenes were a bit dry because like it just seemed like colors splattered on the page.
That's one thing that kind of did get me.
The color was good. I like the color palette.
The color palette, I mean, I want some more bright colors, I guess.
Oh, I think that was bright enough. It was pretty bright.
It was, but I mean, it could have been.
But
a little...
then there were dark scenes, and then those scenes had to be dark. Anything revolving around Kogurashi, it had to be somewhat darker.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But like,
true.
Because like he's described as like a masculine samurai guy who wears a mask and has teeth like a shark's. So that's how he's described, right? And he wears a maid outfit too. So
yeah, that's one thing I didn't really understand why he wears. Oh, and
well, he is a maid guy.
You know, the thing that got me was the whole the way they keep him under. You know, in check.
A dog whistle.
No, that was... Okay, yes, but she broke that up like how many... She
broke that after one episode.
No, the hammer. The baseball bat.
Oh, you mean the spiked baseball bat.
That was so awesome, man. It's like what
because
happened?
Supposedly, Fubuki is like... Kogurashi's like trainer or like master or whatnot.
The girl?
So only Fubuki can like kind of control... Kogurashi.
But like it's not really controlling, it's just like causing physical pain to him that makes him kind of realize, oh,
yes,
right, it was wrong.
Yes, you can stop anyone by causing physical pain to them.
He's like so big. I mean, remember she took her knitting needles and spiked it through his ears?
Yeah.
And then he pulls it out and snaps
obviously
it.
Obviously, I think you cannot kill Kogurashi. The maid guy, so therefore you cannot kill him.
Yeah, that plays out.
Though, if in the ending they actually do kill him off, I would be very surprised, and I would think this anime really has a lot of potential. Which actually leads into the story, which I'm saying, it does have potential. Maid guys are new. Like, how many other shows have you seen with maid guys?
I think this is a one-time thing. Or not even a one-time thing. It's more like, it's original. It's unique. You haven't seen a
maid guy
before.
Because they had to make Kogurashi so extreme. Because if they made him, like... Hayate in a maid outfit, it would just turn into a very...
Because Hayate was this, like...
The shonen yaoi thing.
Exactly.
Because actually, Hayate did wear a maid outfit. He wore, like, a cat suit and whatnot, and they turned him... Because they kind of dressed him up, and they're, like... And they got Tama to rape him. Actually, but that's going into saying.
Yeah, that's a little spoiler, but...
Yes. Yeah, it would just... Because it kind of has to be funny that way. Because if you just have some...
I personally like the story. I think that, yes, the first couple episodes were a bit slow.
I don't know. I don't think it was done that well.
But
my personal opinion.
From my point of view, it's funny. All right? It's loads of fun. Especially the whole panties and thong and the whole fan service. There you go. All the fan service-ness of it.
But there's so many other good series
the
that are fan service oriented.
Yes. But see, this is balanced off well with the whole Kogurashi over-the-top masculinity.
Okay.
It's the perfect mix, you know?
It's the perfect mix.
Okay. I really enjoyed it.
Because, like, okay, like, and then I found it was annoying at parts. There's some parts that were just blatantly annoying.
Kogurashi, he can be overbearing.
Kogurashi's annoying.
At times.
I only like Fubuki because Fubuki didn't have much Mei lines and she didn't do any stupid things.
Like, that's what the show's about, doing stupid things.
I mean, okay, it's just funny antics, which I guess is fine, right?
It's only 12 episodes. If this was a 26th episode, I would be kind of pissed, because I'd be like, well, that'd be story. That'd be more story.
Yeah.
But this is 12 episodes. It's fun, it's light, it's pick up and go.
I don't know. somehow it didn't click well with me.
It clicked on a whole nother level with me, man.
Like, even though I personally didn't enjoy that much, I'm gonna be fair, and I'm not gonna totally trash it. There are redeeming factors. That's why I'm not gonna give it such a horrible score.
Well, what's a horrible score to you?
Well, I'm giving it a B minus.
Oh, not a C plus, but a B
minus. No, a B minus, because even though, like, I don't hate this show, like, I will watch it. Like, I've seen enough of it to think that, okay, it's not gonna be something I like, but it's not gonna be something I dislike.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some funny things. It's a good thing to pass the time. Unfortunately, I don't have time. So I have to make priorities and say, this isn't going to be something that I'm going to put
It's understandable. It's understandable. I, on the other hand, will make time for this, and I will continue watching. It's only 12 episodes. I think I can handle it. That's why I'm giving you a solid A.
A solid A?
A solid A.
Okay, there.
If you look at our past reviews, I haven't given an A to a lot of things.
Yes, you have. But you've given higher scores than me on a number of things.
That's true. But an A, you know, it deserves an A. The show is amazing. And if I finish a show and I realize the ending does kind of suck, I will bring it down to a high B.
Yeah, but
or at least
by that
A.
time it'll be too late. Everyone will already hear that and it's like, oh, Sven's giving a show an A. It has to be good.
But it is good. I mean, it is good.
It is good?
It is good.
I guess.
No, there's no guessing. It is good. I'm not wrong.
You're not wrong.
I'm never wrong, dudes. I am never wrong.
Right.
Yeah, but nevertheless, guys, it's a good show.
It's a good show?
I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's an awesome show. There is no better show in the world. This is the best show ever.
Actually, yeah, now going back through my archive, I found I've given more higher scores than you.
Have you?
Yeah. But, like, whenever we differ, like, whenever I get very low scores, you get very high scores, so.
Well, I mean, we're usually pretty close, right? I mean,
relatively.
Like,
unless you have two extremes of the spectrum. Lately, we've been having extreme spectrum.
I don't know, for the last three episodes, we had the same letter grade. On and off by.
On and off, yeah.
But then the last time we majorly disagreed was episode 5. Shugo
mm-hmm.
Kara. You liked it, I didn't really like it.
Shugo Kara was awesome.
Wasn't.
It's so. It makes you feel young again. It's like you're watching a Saturday morning cartoon.
And there's a reason why I don't watch Saturday morning cartoons anymore.
Okay.
Alright.
So that was our review of.
Coming to me,
guy.
Right, made guy. Right, another point. Just gonna say this at the beginning, but I said save it to the end. Third season of the Roundtable has started, hosted by yours truly. Well, not yours truly, but
yours truly.
Not hosted by yours truly, but I am a member on it, and you know I do occasionally go there.
The anime Roundtable consists of
Meg Nicholas.
I'm not gonna go into her names, but
really?
Some university intellectuals.
But they like.
Should I even call them intellectuals?
But they are.
Who talk about anime in society and how it affects
North America.
And it's a round table, basically, of anime. So, again, it's a very different podcast than us. And we do have a link on our site, actually, to them.
Yep. But I'm encouraging more since the season just started. And they are more regular than we are. They have, like, an episode every week, give or take.
They do have an episode. Yeah, a lot of
they're
people
like
are
at
doing
what, 52 now?
There are a lot of people are doing episodes every week.
We would like to do every week episodes, but like with prior commitments, we're kind of stretching it thin.
Yeah.
We're kind of stretching thin with the bi-weekly as it is.
Yeah. We don't want to milk good things too much.
Well, we want to give you a high quality show, right? We want to do research. We want to get behind our news, behind our animes, right? I mean, when we're reviewing something, we want to give it the full attention it needs.
Yeah. So yeah, the two new podcasts for you guys to check out.
Oh, right, websites.
It's
animehack.blogspot.com, animeroundtable.com. They're both. We'll put up links for both of them on the site. Check them out. Send them an email. Take a listen. Oh, speaking of emails, you know, why don't you guys send us an email? You know, our emails are anonpodcast.com. That's anonpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, emails are always welcome. Comments are always welcome.
Hey, we have a form thing, you know, not form, but
comment system,
yeah.
Which Zetsui is taking full advantage of, which is really cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
That it?
I think that's about it.
I don't know. Fuck. Right, this is episode 9. Should be up within the day. Episode 10 will be in
October.
2 weeks' time, October 8th or 9th. Not particularly sure what day. So, yeah, look forward to that. And we'll be reviewing, you know, something.
Something.
Oh, it's a news episode, so it'll be news.
And it'll
we'll
be news.
We'll be reviewing something else, too.
And we'll be reviewing the exact same show as we are this,
no,
this
we're
week.
Not. It will be something new, hopefully on a different genre of some sort.
Hopefully. We'll see.
So I'm Sven.
And I'm Daisuke.
And we're signing off.